It is July 30th, 2017 on this Sunday live global transmission. Tomorrow I'll be back in the ATX. I am still in Hawaii as we speak. We've got major U.S. companies saying that their employees have to take microchips to work there. We've got North Korea now able to nuke the mainland U.S. We have just got so much incredible information to break down that's cutting edge, kind of like Roger Stone on Tuesday saying that General Kelly would replace Rince Priebus. Here is that report, and we'll be back with all the rest of the news days, weeks, months, and years before MSM.
There is much speculation after the firing of Sean Spicer about the fate of White House Chief of Staff Rince Priebus. First of all, the president deserves kudos, in my opinion, for the appointment of Sarah Huckabee Sanders as his chief spokeswoman and the White House press secretary. This is a strong appointment. She's been doing a much better job defending the president and speaking on his behalf than Spicer. And in my view, she well deserves the job. So congratulations to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. In the meantime, however, it appears that there is a three-way decision that the president has before him regarding the White House Chief of Staff. On this list are David Urban, a decorated veteran, a former Chief of Staff on Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senator Arlen Specter, but nonetheless, a hardline Trump loyalist who ran the nuts and bolts campaign on the ground in Pennsylvania, someone the president knows well, and someone who has both administrative skills and political skills. Urban was the administrative assistant to perhaps the meanest, toughest, smartest, and most difficult member of the U.S. Senate, Arlen Specter. This does not in any way reflect the politics of Urban himself, who is a solid Trumpite from the beginning, and in my view, responsible for the historical win in Pennsylvania. Also, unbelievably, in the running is Dina Habib Powell. She is a former member of the George W. Bush White House staff, a certified globalist. Her best friends, Valerie Jarrett, Huma Abedin, and then, of course, Condi Rice. She was very successful in squeezing Rick Grenell, another key Trump supporter, out of the position of NATO ambassador, delivering that to former Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, a certified Trump hater, a never Trumper, who had nothing good to say about candidate Trump during the election. And then also a wild card, and you'll be hearing this first at InfoWars, General John Kelly, currently the head of Homeland Security, is also in contention for the position of White House Chief of Staff. Researching Kelly, the first thing that pops up is his status as an unreconstructed drug warrior, someone who agrees with Jeff Sessions on the question of refiring up the failed, expensive, and I think proven disaster that was the war on drugs, first initiated by my mentor, Richard Nixon. It is hard to determine, with Kelly's military background, whether he is in fact a globalist, and we're researching that. But in the meantime, it's very important that the president understand that his next administrative assistant, his next Chief of Staff, pardon me, should be someone with both administrative...
All right, so there's Roger Stone hosting the show last Tuesday, and we clearly said that Priebus was going to be out by the end of the week and that Kelly was in the running. I mean, that's directly from, obviously, our sources. And I love that the Washington Post on Friday had to admit that we broke it, but said, oh, we had a lucky guess. Yeah, we said Priebus would be out by the end of the week and that General Kelly was in the running there, and there you go. Just showing how good Stone's sources are. And we have other sources as well. Now, massively important news from North Korea to publicly having to have a microchip to have a job implanted in your body. It's all coming up straight ahead.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. It is July 30th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the middle of the Pacific Ocean. I'll be back on my way to Texas and be there tomorrow. We have been here to investigate the situation with the elite, like Zuckerberg, moving here to avoid what they themselves have created. We've also been investigating the Pacific Missile Range and Missile Defense System, which is now more important than ever, with North Korea being able to hit basically as far east as Chicago easily with ICBMs. They've successfully tested, and that the Japanese and U.S. government have studied the trajectory and confirmed that indeed the psychopath Kim Jong-un's megalomaniacal threats are indeed reality-based. We have a special report on that. I'm going to air first here in just a moment. Then, we've seen ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them suddenly saying, soon everybody's going to have a microchip. Your kids are going to have them. You're going to have them. It's going to make everything so simple. You'll never, you know, lose your wallet again. Of course, thieves will just steal your RFID number and makes it 10 times worse, or just cut your finger off, you know, to biometrically scan you. I mean, it creates a whole other set of problems, but it gives government total control over your life. It's perfect for an internet ID. That's where all this is. But now they have major U.S. companies, not just companies in Europe, saying, if you want to work here, you're going to take a chip embedded in your hand, in between your middle finger and your index finger. That report is coming up. We're going to post it to Infowars.com. It's an important John-bound report, but we tend to take John's reports. My fault. I'm going to try to change this to kind of stick it off on a side YouTube channel for whatever reason. I think they're very, very, very powerful. So we're going to get this posted to Facebook as well. But I'm going to get that to Infowars.com and tweet that out in the next 20 minutes at Real Alex Jones. Also, we have the Obamacare a repeal failure, which they're saying is a failure of Trump. It's called Obamacare. Trump didn't create it. Trump now has a good bill to repeal and replace it with something that won't bankrupt the country, and won't double and triple your prices, and that takes care of people that aren't covered. And Rand Paul has said it's the best plan out there. And that Obamacare will kill our economy if we don't get rid of it. Trump isn't the one that did Obamacare. The globalists are the ones that engaged in this activity. So the way they spin it, National Review, that it's the death of an effing salesman is the headline. One of the top articles on the web today from the losers at National Review, the never Trumpers, who are betting against America and this recovery and openly saying Trump's been a loser his whole life. The guy came from nowhere, from behind, and won this presidency. That alone is historic and a total winner move. Everything else he's done has been a total winner move. He's had 400 and something companies. Four of them have gone bankrupt. That's the most new companies, 70% or more go bankrupt. I'm going to break all that down, too, because they're just beating the drum that he's way down in the polls, just like they said during the election, with fake polls. You know MSM is more fake than ever. But first, here is an extremely important report, the full video is on Infowars.com, that focuses on the new nuke threat, the fact that the U.S. from Austin, Texas, to Chicago, Illinois, is now in ICBM nuke range. But who gave them the nukes? Spies inside America who've been identified at the highest levels of the government. Here is the report with myself and, of course, put together by Michael Zimmerman.
Breaking developments involving North Korea. Tonight, they have launched an intercontinental ballistic missile, and this evening, experts now saying that this missile went higher and further than before.
Kim Jong-un claims they are now able to hit the entire United States at any time.
Are we in range? Is it that simple?
Yeah, we probably are, and if we're not, we will be in range in a month or two.
It looks like this thing can go about 10,000 kilometers. That means from North Korea, they could hit most of the United States, so they finally done.
The world is in shock after yesterday's successful launch of an ICBM by North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un. He had previously threatened that he had missiles that were able to hit the U.S. mainland, including places like Chicago. And now NASA, as well as Japanese authorities, have looked at the trajectory of yesterday's test missile and confirmed it can hit most of the United States and maybe even New York City all the way on the East Coast. On top of all of this, Kim Jong-un is now threatening to nuke the United States, as well as attacking U.S. carrier task force strike groups that are in the Pacific Ocean. We're here in Hawaii, which had previously been the closest area of the United States that Kim Jong-un had proven that he could hit. Now we're about to drive to the other side of the island to show you the United States Pacific Missile Defense Center that has supersonic interceptor missiles able to shoot down not just Kim Jong-un's ICBMs, but also Russia's and China's.
Intruder alert. Evacuate bridge. F1, life support failure in 10 seconds.
This is an emergency transmission.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're here at the Pacific Missile Range. This is the furthest western island, major inhabited island of the Hawaiian chain, Kauai. And on the western edge of this, we are standing on the furthest western piece of U.S. territory. Just a few thousand miles away is the island of Japan. And then, of course, North Korea is just southwest of there. North Korea now has long-range missiles, reportedly, that can hit areas of Alaska and Hawaii, and that are reportedly trained on the island of Kauai, where we're standing here today. Incredibly fast interceptor missiles, anti-missile missiles, can be fired from this facility at reportedly over Mach 5. Of course, a lot of their speeds are classified. Some estimations are they have missiles that can go Mach 6, Mach 7. And then go up and intercept an ICBM or other missile fired from North Korea. Now, of course, there's also nuclear weapons clearly stationed here. And down the road, there are missile silos that can fire ICBMs and other systems. So this is one of the main missile bases protecting the United States, not just from North Korea, but also from Russia and the big threat, communist China. And that's why it makes me so angry to see the Clintons calling Trump a traitor and saying that he somehow has violated our national security, all this made-up crap, when it's the Clintons in the mid-1990s that transferred via Loral and Hughes the entire system for long-range ICBMs and helped the communist Chinese get their long march off the ground and into space and then back into reentry with the MIRV technology. So from the launch technology to the guidance to the reentry devices to warhead miniaturization, our government, under the Clintons, traitorously transferred that to China, who then gave it to North Korea. And the Clintons directly gave nuclear reactors that can produce atomic bombs to North Korea as well. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. They could have given them other reactors in the deals, but they couldn't have made the fissile material. This is the true real-world treason. And there is no statute of limitations on that. And that's why Attorney General Sessions needs to go after them for the real crimes they've committed. As a father of four children, as someone who loves my family, but also loves being alive and loves living in a free country, it makes me sick to see this leftover of the communist era, this failure, this little pig-like, goblin-like demon, this little nobody, this man-child with nuclear weapons and missiles to deliver them because of the globalists, because of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Even mainstream media admits they literally are responsible for all of it. These people are a plague upon our country. They have sold us out to everyone. They have sold us out to every authoritarian they could because they have kinship with other authoritarians. It's their spirit. They hate America. They hate Christians. They hate bitter clingers. They hate flyover country. And now our entire nation and the world is in danger of thermonuclear war because of their evil. And MSM is somehow blaming Trump for what's happening with Kim Jong-un, a third-generation dictator now threatening to preemptively strike the United States and pushing Trump to move in the next few months. And I'm betting Trump will move against North Korea because we have no other choice.
Now, that report came out yesterday from here in Hawaii. And since then, North Korean dictator has threatened to nuke the U.S. again, threatened serious retaliation. He has a gun pointed at us, and the left is just cheering and saying, look, Trump's not doing anything. As usual, they're cheering for whoever hates the country. I mean, these people are just pure scum. We'll be back with the move to make you take microchips to buy and sell. It's now official. The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, I remember being on air 20 years ago, and they had Pentagon studies going on to put brain chips in troops with PTSD. But it wasn't anything but MIT-type publications. Now, if you go back about 5 years ago, there's headlines in the Daily Mail and the New York Times of microchips in the brains of troops may help with PTSD. And then my dad's brother was in a motorcycle accident. He's got a chip that goes up from his neck into his brain. Whenever he starts to have seizures, it can kill the seizures. There's a lot of great things about technology. There's a lot of great things about so-called cell phones or smartphones. But it's the Trojan horse stuff that's built into them that's the problem. So I would try to have debates about that, just like I did about animal-human cloning and you know, chimeras. It's the same thing with child pornography. Child pornography is illegal, but then they have the images of children being raped, and they're saying that's legal. Well, animals have rights. Humans have rights. What about the human-animal chimeras? And you notice the media just makes jokes and says, I'm insane. It doesn't exist. Because they don't want to have a debate about this now. They want to culturally, through movies and predictive programming, everybody conditioned to accept it, ridicule it ahead of time so that people still are conditioned not to ridicule it, just accept it when it's rolled out. And the sperm counts have dropped globally 60%. In the West, it's almost 90%. So you'll have to go get a designer baby made because you can't have a child, which won't even be a real human. It'll be a humanoid. These new embryos that have five parents, or it's the new trendy thing to say, oh, we're feminist. We're two lesbians. We're having a baby together with our genetics. That's not even a human. Like two men together isn't a human. The genome doesn't even work that way. It's a humanoid. And they're trying to legalize bringing those to term. And we're supposed to accept it because it's liberal. Kind of like pamper somebody's sex change because it's liberal. No, it's meant to disrupt society. So I told people 20 years ago, hey, it's in establishment social engineering publications that they're even doing the whole body modification movement. And I'm not criticizing your body modification. This is what they said to prepare the public to accept microchipping. So it's been going on in the military for a long time. Then it expanded into places like Mexico, Venezuela, other areas for people that are in the attorney general's office, this or that could be kidnapped. And it's the basic Verichip digital angel type deal that can be read just like a chip, you know, in your dog or cat's back. Those are 20, 30-year-old technology. Well, now they've got firms all over the world, nightclubs, Baja Beach Club in Florida, and companies over in Europe that are saying, if you want to work here, you've got to take a microchip. But at first, we just incentivize it and pay for it and give you raises. And it's always a party. It's always fun. You know, that's the allegory of like in Pinocchio, where they first break some things and have fun and have a party, and then they all get loaded on slave ships and turn into jackasses. An analogy of don't be a jackass, don't be a fool. Well, this company, Three Square, is a marketing company with 85 employees. 50 of them decided to take the chip and be at the chip party. They've got lots of little fun puns. And again, these are people being paid by the major companies, a particular one in Stockholm, Sweden, can't make that up, to take the chip and be part of the conditioning of the public to accept it. So now everything I told you word for word of how they would roll it out and condition you 20 years ago is now fact. We'll play the report, and then I'm going to come back and get into the next level, what's coming after they get you to accept this. The cashless society, total surveillance, total control, one world government, in their own words. So see, we're right again.
A woman in Australia is now a combo of Darth Vader and the Terminator, thanks to some special implants. Here's an X-ray of her hands. Those circles are microchips. They allow her to unlock doors without using a key. Kind of like the Force. She can also access her computer without a password. Problem solved.
Many things start off with the best of intentions. But sometimes intentions turn. We've survived thousands of years as a species without being microchipped. Is there any particular need to do it now?
Approximately 50 employees at Three Square Market, a vending machine technology company based in River Falls, Wisconsin, have decided to ignore the Book of Revelation's eugenics, the existence of the New World Order, and common sense to gleefully act as guinea pigs for the acceptance of microchip technology. CNET proudly reports employees of Three Square won't have to worry about forgetting their employee ID cards at home anymore. Starting next month, a voluntary program will offer company employees the chance to get an RFID chip implanted in their hands. The tiny chips will use NFC near-field communication technology to allow employees to unlock doors, make vending machine purchases, log into computers, and access office tools like photocopiers, all with the wave of the hand.
What did the employees say when you brought this idea to them?
Half of them actually within 5 seconds says yes.
What CNET doesn't tell you is that how long before one of the female employees has a chip implanted, resulting in a terminated pregnancy, or employees are remotely vaccinated in order to test eugenicist Bill Gates' goals.
But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The BBC reports a contraceptive computer chip that can be controlled by remote control has been developed in Massachusetts. The chip is implanted under a woman's skin, releasing a small dose of levonorgestrel, a hormone. The project has been backed by Bill Gates and will be submitted for preclinical testing in the U.S. next year and possibly go on sale by 2018. The same technology could be used to administer other drugs. The innovation comes at a time when governments and organizations around the world have agreed to try to bring family planning to around 120 million more women by 2020. USA Today reports the company, Three Square Market, is partnering with Swedish company Biohacks International, which already has many chipped employees. Yeah, Wisconsin, follow the lead from socialist replacement migration doormat of the West, Sweden. Just another example of how the left will take itself down simply to prove an inevitable, inhumane globalist failure. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
It's all about cornering you. It's all about controlling you. It's all about taking you out of your natural environment. It's all about dominating you, in their own words. We've warned you again, and it's come true. Stay with us. We've got more breaking information.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address.
What's happening is there's a lot of advanced technology that humans have developed, and powerful elites have decided that they're not going to let the public have that. They're going to keep us busy with games, entertainment, distractions, while they take full control of human development in the future and then begin to cut off resources and dumb the population down towards a mass culling that's coming in the future. And a lot of people say, well, there are too many poor people, and there are now 7.5 billion people on the earth. That was 5 years ago when Bill Gates talked about reducing world population growth down to zero and doing it, quote, through vaccines. We played the clip last hour. You have to understand, they're targeting everybody except maybe 0.1%. People always think it's the 1% that owns everything. It is less than 0.1% that has more than half the wealth in the world. And they're waging war against the 2%, the 1%, the 5%. They don't want a upper middle class. They don't want a new wealthy. They don't want independent billionaires. And that's what they're establishing, is a centralized anti-free market system. Now, you have Loretta Lynch engaged in all these criminal cover-ups for Obama, the totally open borders outside of law, lying to Congress about it, funding the Arab Spring, funding Al-Qaeda, funding al-Nusra, funding ISIS, funding the extermination of Christians, not letting Christians get in as refugees. All of this. Think of the legions of crimes committed by Obama and the big banks and the insider deals and Solyndra and the energy companies and the boondoggles and the kickbacks and the inside deals that are just legion upon legion, legions of legions. And then finally, Congressman King comes out and says we need a criminal investigation of Obama, Clinton, Comey, Lynch, Huma Abedin, and Wiener. Well, Wiener has hundreds of thousands of emails, and we knew that it was all sorts of reported sex trafficking, procuring children, ties into Jerry Epstein, but they shut it down with just him trying to pick up a 15-year-old girl because the NYPD had gotten involved in that, and that police report was filed. So that's why you've had Comey covering all this up, and they're using that material for blackmail and control, and Trump isn't blackmailable because he doesn't have any of this in his life. So that's why they're coming after him so much. It's an army of these type of people. And now Congressman King has come out and said, we need criminal investigations of these people. Absolutely. There's nothing to the Russia thing. That's been proven. What, his son meeting with somebody that claimed that they had dirt on Hillary? You're supposed to do that. That's opposition research. What Hillary did, getting money for uranium and $100 million for concessions when she was head of the State Department, that's called treason, taking money to sell your country out. Seriously, I didn't just double down a few weeks ago for Trump Jr. and say he deserves a medal. That's what he's supposed to be doing. His father was right back in July last year saying, I don't care who's got her illegal emails. She's the one that did it. Russia, if you got them, release them. Yeah, Trump didn't do all that. It's Hillary did that. I don't care if it's the Easter Bunny's got it or Timbuktu or a one-horn, one-eyed, flying purple people eater. So let's go to this powerful clip of Congressman King, who's got some serious huevos. And you've also got Senator Paulsman calling for this. You've got Trey Gowdy calling for it. So you can say Congress is now calling for criminal investigations, not just Congressman Peter King. Here it is.
Investigation and special counsel that is our request here. It goes a long ways back. It goes clear back to Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner, 650,000 emails, which we still have access to. And he answered to us by James Comey, which is there was nothing to see there. And in the case of Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner sharing laptop and sharing emails, there was nothing new in 650,000 emails. And what we've done in this Congress so far is just taken his word for that. To take his word at the time until you examine the investigation that he conducted of Hillary Clinton. Oh, by the way, it was a matter. It was absolutely proven by the facts that he delivered to us in the summary that day and that there is evidence for. And I would go on. Not only does this trail lead through Hillary Clinton and James Comey, but the Loretta Lynch component of this as well. When you put this in place and you look at the example of them on the tarmac, it's hard to imagine they sat there for 38 minutes and discussed grandchildren. The United States government, borrowing money from China and Saudi Arabia, had handed over somewhere at least $5 million in contracts transferred through USAID into George Soros organizations that were used to manipulate elections in the Balkans. And that's just particularly Macedonia, not including the neighboring countries that are there. Clear that the Obama administration sent their people over to Israel to work against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pretty much openly, significant dollars invested in that campaign over there. The President of the United States, with at least the moral support of the people that had worked for him in the country of Israel, seeking to shift the results of the election against the seated Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu. I would say that the Obama administration is a long ways from clean on this, as far as being involved in elections in other countries, not to mention little comments like the British, if you vote Brexit, you're going to have to go to the back of the queue. So that's a taxpayer dollars piece of this. And then that brings me to Alexandra Chalupa, who went off as she's a DNC contractor that went off over to Ukraine to try to gather dirt on the Trump people. So the trail leads, I believe, also to Barack Obama. We need to investigate all of this.
By the way, that guy's my new hero. He's from Iowa. I had said Peter King, because there's obviously the congressman, Republican congressman from New York. Peter King, that is Steve King, not the writer Steve King, who's literally turned into it himself against the Constitution and Bill of Rights with his anti-Trump garbage. That is Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who, man, I'd like him to be vice president next go around. That is who we need, 100% on target, forcing those issues out. This is how we're going to defeat these scum, is pointing out that everything they say that Trump has done is what they've done. Now, when we come back, I want to get into some really powerful clips dealing with what happened with Obamacare. Now they're trying to spin this that Trump is a loser because he didn't get it repealed in 6 months. They're the losers that passed it and bipartisanly blocked it. But we're going to break that down and look at Chuckie Schumer about saying how great McCain was being the key vote to kill it in the Senate when McCain had promised when he ran for the Senate again and said just last year and this year that he would repeal and replace. That's why he's so bad, because he always does the opposite of what he says, and at key times is the deus ex, the guy that comes in and saves the establishment, that saves the globalists. He is such an anti-gun, open borders, pedophile-protecting piece of crap. I mean, he needs to be investigated. We don't need to investigate him. We know all the crimes he's committed. Hell, he's been bought and paid for since he sung like a canary in Hanoi Hilton and everything else, and the Keating Five. I mean, this guy is an absolute monster and is in bed with Saudi Arabia, the worst elements, the globalists, the Wahhabists, funding the Arab Spring. I mean, overthrowing our allies, helping get Christians mass murdered. I mean, he people say pray for him and his brain tumor. How about you pray for the hundreds of thousands of dead Christians because of him? Let's pray for them first and pray for everybody hurt by Obamacare and the gun control, and then we'll pray for him. Oh, that's mean. Okay, well, then he needs to pray for all the kids he killed, and then I'll pray for him because I wish no harm upon him. Believe me, he's got God to deal with, and you know what God's going to do. Sooner or later, going to cut you down. And now he's even more Skeletor-like as he stumbles around, trying to exercise his power as his fingernails tenuously hold on to this plane of existence, and as the great mouth of hell rises up, stinking with a fetid flesh, ready to swallow him into its maw. Now, please don't forget, we're running huge specials that end on Tuesday. Free shipping in the month of July. Massive specials of really great products from Patriot Apparel, Molon Labe, CNN's fake news t-shirts. Thank you all for your support. To super high quality products like Silver Bullet, which is going to have to end in the next few days. 66% off the highest quality colloidal silver. Caveman Ultimate Bone Broth Formula in strawberry and chocolate. 25% off our new amazing True Whey, highest quality organic grass-fed beef produced milk whey. That is a really good high quality product. That is 25% off out of the gates new product. Pro Pure Traveler, 30% off high quality gravity fed systems. Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration systems. Those are 25% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 35% off. Knockout Sleep A, 50% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. DNA Force about to sell out, 20% off. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are going to broadcast right into the next hour, and I intend to give the toll-free number out today for first-time callers. And when we start the second hour here in about 15 minutes, and I will give you that toll-free number as well. Again, coming up when we start the next hour to talk about the North Korea situation. What should Trump do? What should we do? To talk about the Obamacare failure to repeal. Are you blaming Trump like the media is telling you to? What do you make of all these companies coming out? It's a new one I see every few weeks saying, you want to work here, you got to take a microchip. And it's being pushed by big multinational corporations. What do you make of all this? You know, I saw a big sickening editorial today in National Review that basically draws parallels between Glenn Leary, Glenn Ross, famous play made into a movie with Alec Baldwin and others. And it's a powerful film, but it has no context when you're talking about President Trump and the failure of Obamacare, the failure to repeal Obamacare, because it was Obama and the bipartisan Republican and Democratic group that rammed through that screw job 6.5 years ago. And they kept delaying its implementation because it was such a monstrous, painful fraud. And they wanted you to forget that they told you that your health care would be free and then that it would be the cost of your cable bill or that you could keep your doctor or you know all the rest of it when it was designed by big multinational corporations to make you buy a product and then drive the price up, which they indeed have done. So that's the reality of what happened. But now the media is branding like you're an idiot. I don't think you're an idiot. Obamacare is Trump's fault that they went through four different versions. The one thing Trump ever did that wasn't that good was go along with the first version that was better than Obamacare. This way it wouldn't stall the economy, but was still somewhat of a screw job. That's one of the few bad things Trump's done in his 6 months and 2 weeks in office. He's gotten so much done, it makes my head spin. Just getting elected against the media and all the foreign countries and the Pope and Mexico and the communist Chinese and Hollywood is a huge victory. He's such a winner. Then TPP repealing that. I mean, what a monstrous international takeover. And the carbon tax, the whole world government funding system, and 69% of the illegals not coming across now compared to this time last year from Homeland Security zone numbers. Incredible. And it goes on and on and on. And he's trying to get the economy to unstall. So here comes the Federal Reserve, by an act of Congress outside the president's control, raising interest rates, what is it, 4 or 5 times now, admittedly trying to kill the Trump recovery, betting against America, the arrogance, the insolence. It's just too much. And then they blame Trump in the so-called Republican media, and Fox News is blaming him because for them to be able to sell Sky Television for 40-something billion, they need to, with the regulators, not be part of any political or right-wing media worldwide. So that's why Fox is going completely left, is they want to sell Sky, and the Suns are taking it over. But it is just sick to see them insulting my intelligence, your intelligence, and saying Trump's to blame, finally getting a fourth version that Rand Paul said was good and would save the economy and save healthcare prices and bring back competition and bring back choice and still cover people that aren't insured with Medicare and Medicaid. Incredible. Ron Paul says, yes, this is a good plan compared to everything else. Good job, Trump. And McCain, who swore that he would be against it, that he would fight Obamacare and that he would support the repeal, he comes in at the last minute and votes to keep it. With a massive screw job, and the media goes, oh, he's got the last laugh. He beat Trump. He made Trump look weak. Wow. And screwed over a bunch of consumers, tens of millions of people who've seen their premiums double, triple, or more, and have their doctors taken away. And then you have the headline in the sickening, failed, government propped up, neocon National Review, death of an effing salesman. Death of an effing salesman, which I guess is the original name of Glenn Leary, Glenn Ross, or whatever the play. And it goes into how he's a con, he's a fraud, he never did anything in his life. Oh, no. Outside the system, he built his own hotels, golf courses, and casinos. Nobody's done that. Outside of the system, he was successful battling the system from the grassroots of New York on his own. He's a fighter. And then he gets elected, an uphill fight for president, and he's delivered like no one I've ever seen in modern history in 6 months. It's dizzying how good it is compared to what we would have with Hillary. And then they turn around in an echo chamber with Fox News, National Review, and CNN, MSNBC, and say, oh, a devastating defeat for the ultimate salesman, the guy that never fails. Trump never said he never fails. He's failed many times, but always gets back up. But out of hundreds of companies, he's only declared bankruptcy on four. That's what you do when you launch a new company, a new system, a new program. You create new corporations that it operates in, new people, new employees. And then if that succeeds, it's its own thing. But if it implodes, you cut it off. 70%+ of new businesses go under. Trump's had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, and four have failed. And they make fun of the fact he sold ties and clothes and steaks, just like they make fun of me for selling supplements and T-shirts. See, everybody else can sell things, just not us. See, when we do, it's dirty. When we do, it's bad. So these are the mind games they're playing, and the losers are National Review that created Never Trumpism and put everything they could into destroying Trump and sabotaging and trying to take his nomination away and then trying to take the electors away. But they failed, so they call him a loser because they're calling you a loser. And they cite all the fake polls that he's down in polls. Yeah, just like he was 15 points behind in all those states he won. It's a load of baloney, and they think you're stupid. But what's being tested here is, are we smart or are we hoaxable anymore? Are we smart or are we stupid? The evidence shows we're getting smarter. We're learning their tricks. We're understanding. We're not invested in Trump because of the person. We're invested in the fact that he's a focal point to restore the republic, and it's working. But it's a serious fight, and it's a fight we may lose if you don't take action, if you don't speak out, if you don't get involved. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, InfoWars.com. Is the news website demonized, attacked by enemies of freedom and enemies of free market everywhere? And spreading that link is an act of absolute savage resistance, loving to your family, hateful towards the New World Order. Our resistance will never falter or waver as long as you breathe, breath, and take action and put God first and take action against these scumbags that use hype and use fear and use peer pressure to control. Now, let me play a clip, and I've got more of these clips coming up. We've got a clip of Schumer praising John McCain for shooting down the repeal of Obamacare, not pointing out he pledged to repeal it. Here it is.
John McCain at the top of the list. He and I have been friends for a very long time, ever since the Gang of Eight, which we put together. And I have not seen a senator who speaks truth to power as strongly, as well, and as frequently as John McCain. The very same courage he showed as a naval aviator in Vietnam, he showed last night and has shown time and time again. He's just a wonderful man. I treasure his friendship and just the fact of knowing him. I've known a few great men in the Senate. I'd put Ted Kennedy in that category and Danny Inouye, and I'd put John McCain in that category, too. And certainly not to be forgotten of equal praise are Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. They were amazing. And women are in so many instances stronger.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, they call him their chairman, the Democrats do. He's literally the leader of the Democratic Party. John McCain is. I think it's archetypal that he's got a brain tumor, had it removed. And I think it's archetypal that you got David Rockefeller dying and Zbigniew Brzezinski dying this year. And I just hope everybody realizes these people are literal demons out to get you. Now, we've got McCain, we come back, pledging that he would repeal Obamacare, period, one way or another. And, of course, he betrayed you as a Judas Iscariot always does. He's a lion, stinking Islamicist piece of garbage, just like that creature Brennan that says they need to overthrow Trump violently.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
You know the message is, this health care bill
repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace, repeal and replace. And if you don't, and then if you don't, we're going to repeal them.
So that's John McCain last year saying repeal and replace, taking Trump's words away from him. And then as soon as he had a chance to shoot down the bill that was the best one we've seen yet, according to Senator Rand Paul, to save the economy, to save our healthcare system, Elizabeth Warren admitted, you can just type this into a search engine, last week, she said last week, and then she said it 2 weeks ago, is designed to destroy healthcare as we know it and bring in a single payer, but with corporations that you have to pay. So it's even worse than socialism. It's like fascism, but under a socialist model. So he pledged, of course, to do that, and then he screwed you over. And the media is just creamy-eyed right now in a celebration of the, quote, defeat of Trump. They're the monsters that created this legislation. They're the ones that are cowards and won't get rid of it. They're the ones that will be held responsible by the voters. The voters may be distracted, and some of them may be dumb. But even mainline Democrats seeing their health care go up, and working families across this country know they've been lied to, and they know Trump didn't create Obamacare, and they know Trump's trying to get the economy going. So there's a lot of basic self-preservation going on out there. The main problem that MSM has and will continue to have over the years is that when they put out these fake polls, even when they don't show the methodology, when they do, you always see them adding 9, 15, 20 points or more. You can only lower polls so long. You can't just keep lowering, because nobody believes, you know, that Trump's got a 35% approval rating. And they know that there's elections coming up that'll prove their polls wrong. So now that it's still 3 years out, you know, until Trump's facing full re-election, and we'll be in election season in 2 years, but they're creeping back with the fake polls again, and it's just what they do. And we know from industry bots and the same numbers that any major company that subscribes to all these numbers can do, that the likability numbers of Trump are as high as they've been the last 3 years, except for the week after the inauguration. Very, very high then. It was another time it was very, very high, almost as high. And that was back during the Republican National Convention when he got the nomination. It was very, very high there. Some internal polls were showing him 20 points ahead of Hillary then. That's why I kept saying he's going to win, because, of course, he was 20 points ahead. Why do you think CNN was having to add 15 points on to Hillary? Because he was 15, 20 points ahead. They wanted to show her ahead of him. So it's, again, who they call, who they poll, who they reach out to. So most of CNN polls are phone polls where you call CNN, and then they decide to mark down who called in. And again, in some polls, they oversampled 34% more Democrat callers. I mean, but they put it in the methodology. Well, I could have a methodology saying for headache, like Trefany, where I take a hatchet and hack myself in the head, like, you know, the ancients drilled holes in their heads to let the evil spirits out. I mean, that's a methodology for brain surgery. Doesn't mean it's real. But I could sit there and throw a cat in boiling water and boil it and drink it and think I had superpowers because I was taking hemlock and because I was hallucinating. I mean, just because CNN throws feces up against the wall and then tries to read what it says and says Trump's going to lose, doesn't mean it's true. Let me tell you, the Romans would, you know, cut the guts out of like oxen and things and read their entrails or chickens. And I'm telling you, that's more accurate than CNN's polls. Wolf Blitzer can sit there and throw his own feces up against the wall and that would give us more information than their polls.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share. And I've lost my light.
are back live. A little bit late getting back live because I'm on the road and I'm trying to punch up my phone system here so I can see your calls and go to them. But we are here. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Russia has kicked out 755 U.S. diplomats. This is being done a little less than a year after the United States kicked out that many and actually took several diplomatic Russian compounds on the East Coast in D.C. and New York, took those away from the Russians. So there's not been a thawing of some of the worst relations since the Cuban Missile Crisis with Russia, despite the fact that there's no evidence Russia actually meddled in our elections or hacked anything. We caught the DNC doing it. In five states they stole, six other states they tried to rob. I'm not here defending Russia. It's just Russia hasn't done anything to us other than work with the Pentagon to take out Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the last 5 years, back when Obama and others were actually backing it. So absolutely amazing. More than 750 American diplomats will have to leave Russia as a result of Washington's own policies. Russian President Vladimir Putin had said in an exclusive interview with the, I don't want to pronounce it wrong, R-O-S-S-I-Y-A-1 TV channel. The American side has made a move, which is important to note, and then it just continues on from there, get them on the road. Important to note, hasn't been provoked by anything to worsen Russian-U.S. relations. It includes unlawful restrictions, attempts to influence other states of the world, including our allies, who are interested in developing and keeping relations with Russia, Putin told the channel's host. And it goes on. We've been waiting for quite a long time that maybe something would change for the better. We had hopes that the situation would change, but it looks like it's not going to change in the near future. I've decided that it's the time for us to show that we will not leave anything unanswered, the Russian president added. Earlier this week, following the U.S. Congress approval of new sanctions against Russia, Iran, North Korea, the Russian foreign ministry announced that Moscow told Washington to reduce the number of diplomatic staff in Russia to 455 people. The number of U.S. diplomatic service staff in Russia was ordered to be reduced in order to equal the number of Russian diplomats to the U.S. by September 1st. They went on to say, as of now, I greatly exceeds the number of Russian embassy staff, and the U.S. ministry said the American diplomatic mission includes more than 1,200 personnel. And again, China, the EU, the Vatican, some of the Gulf states, allied with other socialist states like Venezuela, Cuba, and others, are all allied against the United States and Russia. And that's because the United States and Russia are big, land-rich, mineral-rich countries that the globalists have had previous total control over, but we are now breaking away from this multinational combine that's tax-exempt and has diplomatic immunity. And people are aware now of how outrageous this is and that they've actually gotten away with all of this. But again, once you expose globalism, once people know it's unelected, once people know what its plans are, once they know that it wants to use austerity and poverty to control everybody, keep the third world poor, use third world populations to drive down wages in the first world, use those populations through race baiting and tribalism in a divide and conquer Balkanization's great game strategy, so the elites can basically build armored compounds and faraway high-tech breakaway civilizations from Tasmania to Kauai, Hawaii, hoping that they're going to escape the plan that they've set up. And really what it is they're losers. It's much easier to control demolition. It's much easier to just come in and take things over and blow them up and implode them and then say it's some master plan you've got and that you were really doing it by design when you're really just a selfish person and are part of a selfish combine. The truth is the globalists don't want to have to manage things, don't want to have to create more resources, don't want to have to compete with new technologies that are coming out, and they fear the incredible cutting-edge renaissance that they've already been suppressing for 50 years. It is a fact that the technology and information we have is billions and billions of times greater conservatively than what it was 5,000 years ago. We already have incredible technology, incredible understanding. But that technology has been used as a control system, and we've been lazy so that we're becoming very, very decadent, like the fictional characters that weigh 600 pounds in the movie WALL-E that are just up there in this AI cruise ship outside of the Earth that they've destroyed. They're on an Elysium, and the computers aren't evil. The AI wasn't bad overall. It just basically followed its order to keep everybody basically under its full control and completely nanny state servile. And that's where all this is going, except it's not an accident. The globalists admit it's a plan for full and total control. So when we come back, we will go to calls. I hadn't thought to punch up the phone system until right now, so that's my fault. But I'm glad we've got those punched up now. So when we come back from break, I'll be able to go to JK and David and Frank and Jim and Alex and Sean and others. Speaking of JK, JK Rowling has come out and routinely attacks Paul Joseph Watson, calling him a racist with no evidence. She's the one that has giant palaces. I'm talking like six or seven of them just in England and in Tasmania, speaking of the devil. Oh, and in Hawaii, too, I was reading. And she hasn't taken in one refugee. She's worth like $5 billion. She hasn't taken in one refugee. But she came out and criticized Paul when he pointed out the BBC's teaching kids in cartoons that Romans in England and in Rome were black. They were black. And pretty soon it'll be like the pyramids. People will just believe that Rome was built by black folks. Nothing against black people. I mean, my ancestors didn't build Rome. But you know, that's the Italians. But, I mean, that's what they're teaching now. And pretty soon it's like, yeah, whites had nothing to do with Egypt either. They've done all the DNA testing, and it was founded by Southern and Central Europeans. I mean, that's just a fact. But again, this is how this works. So pretty soon it'll be, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, you didn't know Britons were all black. And then J.K. Rowling comes out and attacks him when he points that out and says, isn't this horrible? Again, 30 years ago, people said, it's crazy. I'm not paying for your sex change. You're like, you're hateful. Pay for my sex change. Whether you believe in a sex change or not, I should have to pay for it. And it's the same thing with like bringing in all these radical Muslims. None of these people want to take them in themselves. They want to rain them down on the rest of civilization as a destabilizing event because the globalists manage the crisis management systems and use the crises they create. And they exacerbate, just like Rahm Emanuel said, we don't let a good crisis go to waste, to bring in more control. And this is their methodology. And Trump and Nigel Farage and others do not want that. We want the old prosperity-based system. We want the forbidden disruptive technologies, as they call them, released. We want them deployed to basically open free market bidding. We want a lot of the public lands, 80-plus percent in many areas out west, as high as 90%, are under federal control. They're very imperious, very arrogant. We want that transferred to, you know, back to the people. And it just needs to happen. And it needs to happen now. That's what's going to innovate and get us off the planet. We've gotten to this point with some dirty technologies. But the globalists claim they're bringing in all these new clean technologies and things like windmills and things, when that's just boondoggles to their friends. They're suppressing real technologies. They're diverting us with fake environmental crises like carbon dioxide that is one of the four elements, you know, one of the four factors in life: sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. You must have those four things. Well, they know that, you know, sunshine's good, you know, water's good, you know, oxygen's good. So carbon dioxide sounds like monoxide. They did this in studies, Enron did 30 years ago. So they said, we're going to have a carbon tax. Enron with Al Gore, look it up. They created the scam. So again, this is the reality. Your phone call's coming up on the other side of this quick break, 877-789-2539. I've got a bunch of other clips I haven't gotten to as well that deal with the incredible criminal activity of foreign IT operations being given direct control of the DNC and congressional servers, part of the overall globalist plan to sabotage this country.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Absolutely. I'm Owen Schroyer, your host. Hi. Hey, that, you know what? We actually have Owen Schroyer starting his own show. I'm glad they actually ran that liner because we're going to have Owen Schroyer. I heard that coming in. I was like, wow. It's always a lot of fun. I've noticed once mistakes start, it's like a chain reaction in a business, in a life, in a family, in a radio show. It's like we won't have one for a week, and then when a show starts, it just brings in the spirit of that. And that's okay, because that's how you learn how things work. That's how you learn what's going on the planet. That's how you see the flow of things, because we're growing here and we're adding a lot of new shows. And Owen Schroer is going to be hosting his own show with Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich together. And that's going to be coming up in the month of August. That's going to be getting kicked off. And also David Knight's going to be hosting his own morning transmission as well. But we're probably going to need to put all the liners for each show in their own show. Because the way this has been happening is we've got liners for the host when they come and they host for us here when they fill in for me. I don't think there's going to be as much filling in the future when they're all hosting 3 hours a day for themselves. Though David Knight has as much information to cover as I do. Yeah, I think he's somebody that probably could do 6 hours a day. Okay, let me restart that segment for you and come in with the big news here. I was looking at the calls and what the callers wanted to talk about, and I saw a comment here from David in San Francisco, who we're going to go to first. And David wants to get into the fact that Al Gore came out on the Late Late Show Tuesday, and he said there's going to be a big event basically challenging Trump in the next few months, removing him, and that we bipartisanly all need to come together. And then, of course, we have Brennan, a day before that, the former head of the CIA, on television with Wolf Blitzer and with Clapper, the head of National Intelligence formerly, both removed by Trump. Is the horrible traitorous activities they've been involved in with Wahhabist, radical Islam, illegal spying, lying to Congress, all the things that these anti-American crooks, that's not my view, they are crooks, well-known crooks, all of these slimebag globalists are known for, they came out and they said, yes, something big's going to happen, not impeachment, but something big, removing the president suddenly. Now, what had the pastor Brown, who'd been at the White House meeting with Trump and been meeting with senior members of Congress last week, what had he just said days before? That there is a preparation on Capitol Hill for an attempt to remove the president from office outside of law, outside of the Constitution, outside of impeachment or coup d'etat. And the good news is now Limbaugh's covering it. Sean Hannity's covering it. Everybody's covering it who still isn't a traitor to this country. So that is a big victory for us, ladies and gentlemen. That is a big victory that we forced this out so they just can't plan it in secret. No, by us exposing it, now they're having to publicly admit they're doing it to look confident for their own people who they're trying to prepare to do it. Now, that said, before I even saw that caller there, I was thinking earlier today, I need to come back and cover this today because covering it just on Tuesday and Wednesday wasn't enough. This is a big deal. This is front and center. Yes, North Korea is threatening to nuke the United States and can now do it, and Bill Clinton and Hillary and helped that happen. Yes, Obamacare repeal failed. That's the Democrat and Republican leadership's fault, not Trump's. Look at the media trying to spin it. That's important. But still, all of this isn't as clear and immediate as the Democrats and Republican leadership running around saying, let's remove Trump. Let's remove Trump. Let's remove Trump outside of a congressional move because they don't have the votes to do it. He has the legislative. He has the executive. He has the judicial. He has the legislative. He has the executive. He has the judicial. He has the American people. And the American people aren't buying the fake polls that he's got a 46% approval rating. Okay, so what are they going to do? Well, they've got to then just try to kill him because they're not going to let him, just arrest him on some fake charges or something and then let him speak out. Okay, they're just going to tell you what a big failure he is all day, though. Number one TV show ever with the ratings and profits. All these big successful golf courses and hotels and all the rest of it. And then running from nowhere against all the odds and winning the presidency. He hasn't accomplished anything. This is from National Review and CNN and the new globalist Fox News. He's a failure. You're a failure. You didn't elect Trump. The Russians did. Go home, climb in a ditch, and die. That's the message from them. They're just saying, suck air, scumbags. Go to hell. Roll over. Die. I hate my dumb effing users, says Zuckerberg. I hate you. I hate you. I'm going to take everything you've got. That's what he says in private conversations that have been leaked. Keep them desperate. Keep them alone. What's in the WikiLeaks? Keep them desperate. Keep them alone. Overrun them. Make them pathetic. Drive them into the ground. And you just loving trendies love it. All the little fake bots administering to them and their little fake little club. They've never had friends their whole life, but they just kind of go out to bars and are seen by other trendies that don't actually interface with real people. They just check their phones constantly and live in la la land and, you know, just sit there and talk to all their imaginary friends. And they're just in their little AI bubble, little artificial VR area. So let's go to this first caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to David in San Francisco. David, I'm glad you care. They're out there now selling a coup d'etat against the president on TV. I think that's pretty sensational, don't you? And even if you hate Trump, what are they going to replace it with once you have a coup? You know, those things don't go away, do they? But that'll be okay because the Democrats are being taught it's time to outlaw libertarianism. It's time to outlaw nationalism. It's time to outlaw American flags. The Ninth Circuit banned those 4 years ago in schools. So if we're going to ban the American flag on shirts, I mean, absolutely, it's time to have a one-party dictatorship, isn't it?
You bet I care. Yeah, I mean, this is incredible. I am so glad that you're going to hammer away at this. And first of all, let me say hi to Daniel and Luke, my sons, who are listening live. You know, let me see if I get this straight. Former Vice President of the United States of America, Big Fat Mouth Al Gore, okay, and Big Fat Mouth CIA guy Clapper actually said that Trump needs to beware of, quote, of the big event, when we all know from Governor Jesse Ventura's studies, Jim Mars with two R's, your studies on the assassination of the president, that it was clearly the code words that the CIA used to take
was
out
the big event.
President Kennedy. And we're not going to arrest a Big Fat Mouth Al Gore and Clapper. Arrest them! Now! Now! What's going on here, Alex?
Well, listen, listen. They're the ones calling for violence. And so, just like North Korea pointing missiles at us and saying, we'll nuke you any minute and test firing them, then we're allowed to strike them. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump doesn't move against these people. And, you know, maybe Trump isn't going to have a big spectacle in the news about it either. And, of course, the media will spin that Jones is calling for violence against Gore and Clapper. No, and Brennan, they're running around saying overthrow, you know, get ready for the president to be killed, whatever. All I'm saying is they're in a man's world now. And I understand they're in the small pee-pee club there with Al Gore, you know, in the little pervert club and, you know, all the rest of it. But, I mean, you know, this is the real world here. They've had a sleeping America they've been strangling forever. Stay there, David. I want to come back and let you have a response back to that. What do you think Trump should do? I'm glad you teed this up because I should have started the broadcast. But I kind of got diverted with North Korea and Obamacare and all the rest of it. But we got to keep our eye on what's really happening. These desperate criminals.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I say this all the time, but I need to take more calls. I need to get to them because they always keep me honest. And by that, I should have started the broadcast again with the incredible news that they're just all over TV, all over radio, all over print, saying COG, overthrow Trump, kill him, violent end, sudden end. They're shopping it on Congress. They're shopping it at the Pentagon. And I don't see how they're going to kill him because you know they're not going to let him live. And then sell that to everybody. Or are they going to have like some fake lone nut that's supposedly his supporter, quote, mad at him over Obamacare or something? I mean, they'll script it where it's his fault. But no one's going to buy it. I mean, this is not 1963. And quite frankly, Trump's a lot better than JFK. I mean, JFK did cut taxes for the general tax bracket 50%. Tax receipts doubled, by the way, within a year. Trump's trying the same stuff. Yeah, you cut taxes massively. It makes the economy explode. Usually works for 3 years. And you can get out of a recession or depression that way. But I understand. Mainstream media makes fun of Trump and the Hollywood shows and the Late Show and the Late Late Show has Gore on saying he's going to be removed from office. in a coup. So everybody just wants to be on the winning team. You don't actually want to be on the winning team. You want to simulate and imagine you're on the winning team. And I'm not talking to my audience. Remember, audience, I'm always talking to the 20-30% that doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. And I'm starting to talk like that because I really care about these people, but I'm not going to sit there and kiss their butt trying to get them out of their coma. Okay? What Trump is doing is not fifth-dimensional chess, like everybody says. It's simply classic Americana, classic default free market prosperity. We know it works. We know it works. We know North Korea doesn't work. We know Venezuela socialism doesn't work. We know this works. The problem is it creates multi-generational spoiled slobs who don't appreciate it and walk around wearing communist shirts while they wear $100 sneakers, drive $20,000 cars, and $1,000 smartphones and play video games bitching all day that they don't have everything and they don't have $1 billion. Excuse me, I just unplugged my microphone here. Getting so angry. Just unplugged my headset. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's just go to the phone calls. David, you're making great points. Finish up. Go ahead.
Yeah, the president needs to put Roger Stone in a very high position in the government. I'm not sure what position, but have you read the Jeb and the Bush crime family yet?
Have I read what?
A Jeb and the Bush crime family, because the Bushes actually voted for Hillary Clinton.
Yes. I read Stone's book that came out a few years ago. We sell it. It's the Bush crime family. Mm-hmm, absolutely. It just exposes the whole thing. What do you make about them publicly everywhere calling for his violent death, calling for his murder, calling for his overthrow, calling for an overthrow of the election, calling for going after the free press, showing up the American people? Don't the globalists get that dog isn't going to hunt, that they're never going to get away with all this?
This is anarchy, Alex. You know, but President Trump is the president for the hour, like Abraham Lincoln was and George Washington was. And it's amazing. He's the 45th president. He's the ninth president that was elected on the Sabbath year. And the sum of 1 through 9 is 45. I mean, and the 70 weeks is the only prophecy that tells us when Christ would come. He's the president for the hour. And we need to start praying these Davidic prayers against Clapper and Al Gore. I hate to say it, but I don't hate to say it because it's in the Bible, okay? It's
absolutely. Prayer is real. It's been documented, and humans focusing on something together literally manifest it. And with the technology we have now and the culture and communication, the globalists know this. That's why they've got all these satanic people and witches praying against Trump. We need to get everybody active in the field, active on the ground, spreading the word, working hard, building up the economy, being good people. Being examples, but also praying for Trump, praying for InfoWars, praying for everybody that's on the front lines fighting these people, because they absolutely hate the fact that the Christians in America understand the score. And that's why I had that great Pastor Brown on Tuesday. I mean, he was word for word saying the same stuff I'm saying, because we're on the same page. It's a spirit of resistance against this tyranny and understanding that this is the real deal. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go to more of these calls right now. Who is up next here? Let's go ahead and go to JK in D.C., then Frank, Jim, Alex, Sean. JK, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. I called to talk about information literacy, critical thinking in the information age as it relates to the info war and the battle between good and evil. And I'm a Master of Arts in teaching, and I've given talks about information literacy in Istanbul, Bosnia, etc. And I've been invited to speak in many parts of the world. And you said something last month that really stood out, and so I stopped what I was doing, wrote it down. You said InfoWars is a weapons system that is underused. And I totally agree, and I think I understand what you're referring to. Do I have 30 seconds to set the stage for it, to explain?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so within the InfoWar metaphor, you, Roger Stone, Pachanik, you guys are the generals, and the listeners are the info soldiers. And imagine having a fighting force that doesn't understand what the weapons are, understand, even know what the weapons are, or new weapons, or not trained in it. I think that's what's going on. I think that's what you're referring to. And do you think the evil side knows what the weapons are? Do you think the criminal elements in the government,
yes,
the deep state, they know exactly what the weapons are, and it's time that the good side know what they are? And that's what I think you're referring to, is InfoWars is a weapon system that is underused. And information literacy understands that. And I teach students about information literacy, and I get invited to talk around the world about that. For example, when you get riled up from something that the evil side does or says, sometimes it's healthy, it's cathartic, you get it out. But other times you're about to blow a gasket, and it's almost like that's a hit when you react in a way that's unhealthy. It's, you know, maybe shortens your life, not good for you. Don't like that.
Sure, sure. I mean, I'm frustrated, and I let it out sometimes. But listen, here's the problem. People are on the ground seeing what they're seeing. If they videotape Hillary falling down, that probably won the election for Trump. It's little things like that, all of us being awake, all of us putting data out, all of us sharing our own independent information, based data, reality-based data, that will then crush the globalist projections of fraud. So questioning them is the beginning. I can't, though, centralize things because I don't know where people are at, what they're doing, the specifics. I can simply let them know how important they are, how strong they are with whatever skills it is they've got, and then they can go out through trial and error and figure out what they're going to do to resist, whether it be big or small. All of it together creates a massive wave that cannot be stopped. So, yes, our InfoWar is underutilized. The listeners need to know how critical it is, and we're not just spectators here, and what a critical juncture we're at here in civilization, and that we've never had more information, but we've never had more disinformation being flooded as well. And so, again, it's a big, big subject. You know, they ask me all the time, how do I know what a real news source is versus another one? And, you know, it's way beyond complex from that perspective even. So it's almost like you can't even teach this stuff. You just got to experience it and learn it. And then I only have my experiences and my knowledge. Other people have their own knowledge that has a wholly different perspective. All it is don't believe MSM. Start getting involved. Start thinking about ways to make the world a better place and start identifying the globalists as true enemies of humanity, because they are. Realize they're bad people, and all they think of is scams. How do we defeat them? Because just removing them will make the world a better place. Go ahead.
But I agree with that, but I'm saying there are very specific weapons for the good side that if the soldiers became aware of them, it'd be more effective. Imagine having a new weapon and no one gets training on it. There are very, because you said InfoWars is a weapon system, and it is, and so is the evil side. They're a weapon system, and they're using it effectively, and what you just said is true. All those things are working, but you could be more conscious of it. There are very specific weapons that you can learn through information literacy, and there are very specific factors that happen anytime there's information, and there are six important factors.
Well, I'll tell you what, send your name and info to showtips@infowars.com. Recommend yourself or other guests I can get on about that, because I think just in general, seeking knowledge is the key, not getting into infighting. And exposing the whole globalist paradigm and its systems. Once you know that, then you see how their globalist operations are being carried out. Then you research it and find out you're dead on.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The point is, there's a giant technocracy building a new world where the general public doesn't exist, with a maximum population of 150 million. That's official UN numbers. That's officially in Eco-Science, written by the outgoing science czar, John P. Holdren, back on the year I was born, 1974, and adopted into UN global policy under UNESCO. These aren't my opinions. That's how I told you they were going to push microchipping. It's how I told you that your smart appliances would be watching you 20 years ago. Because it's in all the literature. It's in the plans. And the technology's 30, 40 years in advance. My dad was going to UT in high school in 1966. And that was called Plan 2. He was there in the summers. And they had CD-ROM and computers. And they said, oh, we're going to show you the nuclear reactor. We show all the engineering students. No one else gets to see it. Tell anybody. That's how you're automatically inducted into the secret societies, ladies and gentlemen. And you don't even know it's happened. You're just in it. And then I'm here trying to tell people stuff that's public. Now, I got four or five callers I promise I'm going to get to. Jim, Frank, Alex, and Sean, bam, bam, bam. But briefly, you ask how you can support, what you can do? Spread the article, spread the videos. Know they're trying to censor and block. You keep doing it. That's why we're beating them. But we're just one focal point. We also sell products to support ourselves. 70-plus% of our funding is from you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. PrisonPlanet.com, being PrisonPlanet.tv member so other people can enjoy stuff for free, but you get it in HD and all the films in HD and a source they can't censor as easily. We have free shipping that ends on Tuesday. Free shipping ends Tuesday, and we have the biggest specials that we've ever offered. They keep being the biggest because these are our biggest specials. Myco ZX, 46% off. High-quality silver bullet, colloidal silver, 66% off. Caveman, bone broth, ultimate formula in strawberry and chocolate, 25% off. The Super Silver Special, colloidal silver toothpaste, fluoride-free, and an electric toothbrush that's proprietary, super high-quality, that has silver impregnated in the brushes to keep it absolute, so you're not just reinfecting yourself every time you brush your teeth. Yeah, hot water doesn't do it, folks. So the silver does. That's 50% off. I mean, the electric toothbrush is a loss leader at that price. Okay, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force will sell out in the next 4 days. It's still 20% off despite that. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got Molon Labe shirts, CNN's fake news shirts, InfoWars' real news shirts. It's about meeting like-minded people. It's about spreading the word. It's about not being bullied. It's about taking action and valuing yourself. Okay, let's take four final calls. Jim in Texas, he wants to talk about the midterm elections. These are the most important election ever. 2016 was key. Now everyone is sudden death, to keep this thing peaceful. They want to make it violent because we're winning. 2016 was key, but 2018 is king. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny how the Lord had this happen following up on the previous call, because I also want to talk about it, though, that this gift God has given you at InfoWars as an underutilized tool, and two suggestions on how you might utilize it better. One on the candidate front and one on the vote fraud front. On the candidate front, you've already done it, but on a non-systematized basis. You interview candidates like Michael Snyder and Dr. Shiva, who are great challengers prior to the primary season, to give them the visibility and platform they need. Because if people can join up with their campaign now, instead of learning about them 2 months from now, they can give them that much more help. But consider maybe asking for viewers around the country to identify candidates that are going on the primary ballot in their community, and maybe you could do a regular segment on Tuesday, Thursday, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then maybe closer as the time rolls around, even do it every day of the week. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. And, you know, we're trying to focus in and give candidates that have a shot in major elections a platform, but InfoWars and our audience can't carry it all alone. Everybody needs to identify those people themselves locally or run themselves to use, whether you run for dog catcher or city commission or city council or state house or Congress. You want to get involved at those debates on TV to bring up real issues and to have chain reactions, to point out that the polls are fake, to point out there's a global awakening, and to use that bully pulpit. Thank you so much. Great points. Just getting back to Congressman Steve King of Iowa saying criminally investigate, you know, Clinton, Obama, all of them. That is so big to have more of that. Say, no, you're the ones that committed the crimes. Here it all is proven. You wanted somebody to go to jail? You're about to go to jail. That's a big part of the solution, is recognizing key information like that and getting it out to everybody. Okay, let's go ahead. That was Jim. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. One quick correction. I never said that InfoWars never covered the attack on the USS Liberty. You misrepresented what I said.
Oh, God. Listen, I don't screen your call, man. I'm saying when I made a film about the USS Liberty, all the people that attacked me say it was to cover up that Israel attacked it, when the film says Israel attacked it and knew it. It's mental illness. Now, go ahead if you got a point.
Yeah. Well, I'm calling in to talk about H.R. 1697 and Senate Bill 720. I don't know if you guys are covering that over there, but I think it's probably one of the biggest unconstitutional, bills since the Patriot Act. And nobody in the,
You're talking about the asset forfeiture. You're talking about the asset forfeiture stuff.
Yes. I mean, would we allow this if Ireland was trying to push this or Italy?
No, I totally agree. Trump has gone back on the vaccine commission. He's at least not doing anything right now. He pointed two bad people. This asset forfeiture thing is really gets rid of due process and is very, very dangerous. It's already been abused. It's already out of control. I don't care. They claim, oh, it's for drug dealers. Give me a break. We all know who controls the drugs. And the argument for Brzezinski is that's how you control the criminals. No, that's how they create a whole separate government. And absolutely, I don't like that legislation, and I don't like the fact that Trump's supporting it. Plus, where's the move to repeal the IRS or reform it or punish them for the persecution? A bunch of the IRS people that were in there whenever Obama was in persecuting Christians and conservatives are still there. Now, I understand there's a mutiny against Trump, and they're blocking him. So I don't even blame him. It's up to us to make a big noise about it. Great points, Jim. Or Frank, I appreciate your call. Alex in San Diego, formerly a state of California, FEMA Region 9. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, Alex is gone. Sean in New York. You're on the air, Sean. Thanks for holding.
Hi there, Alex. First off, I want to give you kudos and say I wear all your shirts walking around here in Midtown Manhattan. I cannot tell you how fun it is. And really upsetting people around here. And I
well, you're our last caller, so you got about 3-4 minutes, just briefly. I know you're calling about a different subject. Tell me what it's like. What percentage is positive? What percentage is negative? Because it really is an adventure to wear an InfoWars shirt. It's a lot safer. A Trump shirt, you might get hit in the, you know, hit the head with a ball peen hammer, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I wear the Trump Pence 2021, and let me tell you, ironically, I get high fives from a lot of younger people and a lot of minorities, Latin and African-American. The people who get the most angry are ugly old women with dogs and cats. Those are usually those make those weird sounds like they just attack you.
Shih tzus. Yes, shih tzus. Yes, exactly. Like bleeding out of the eyes. The old woman looks completely insane. I'm sorry. That's true. It's old, weird, crazy women are the vanguard of the globalist. And I agree. It's minorities that are some of Trump's biggest supporters at my own rallies, but the media covers it up.
Yep, absolutely. The point I wanted to make, I hope I get to it quickly, is just I understand that the Democrats are like, Hillary, whatever the hell you tell us. But I don't understand how within the Republican Party, where did Susan Collins come from? Where did Murkowski come from? Where did McCain come from? Who the hell are these people? Who the hell is voting for them? Why?
These are globalist operatives run and put in because they're Democrats. And I'm telling you, the Republican traitors are the leaders of the Democrats. They admit McCain is the head of the Democratic Party. They admit McCain is the head of the Democratic Party. And that he's their, quote, chairman, and he directs them with criminal elements of the deep state. So the brains are the Republican leadership that actually run the mentally ill Democrats. And then the mentally ill Democrats, who literally don't know what planet they're on, like Pelosi, they now believe they're overthrowing the Republicans because they were given a green light because the libertarians began to take over the Republicans. So we forced this civil war in the government, and now we're winning.
Oh, we just got to get rid of these people. I just can't take a look. I just look at his face. I'm just like, oh, I almost have one of those reactions that I love that you have.
Well, God bless you, brother. What else is you calling about today here as we close out the transmission?
Oh, you know, that's it, man. That's about it. You know, I actually work for the globalist empire here in New York. I work for a big four firm doing international mergers and acquisitions. Look, I want to tell people, you are a number on a spreadsheet. I have done spreadsheets where we put all this stuff in, we press enter. If cell B14 turns green, we fire your asses and we move overseas. If it turns red, you don't. You are a number. You are right on, my friend.
And Hillary talks about it in her WikiLeaks. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you all.